My pleasure.
Now that it's been a couple of weeks, with the benefit of hindsight, describe for us what happened to you.
Well, you know, we were covering what we thought was going to be a decisive battle for a town called Ustavia. It's a town that's perched pretty close to the opposition capital in Benghazi, and also on the road to Tobruk and the Egyptian border. And that's the way we had come in without visas. And, you know, to make a long story short, we were trying to leave the city when Libyan government forces had encircled it, and we got caught at a checkpoint as we were trying to make our way back to Benghazi. And as soon as we hit that checkpoint, they realized we were foreigners, that we were journalists, and they took us out of the car, and at the very moment they took us out of the car, the checkpoint was attacked by rebels. So for about, you know, 30 minutes there, it was utter chaos as we were trying to figure out, you know, basically how we're going to get through this.
But the four of you were, I guess you could say, marked anyway. Journalists were targets of forces sympathetic to Gaddafi.
That's right. You know, there's a deep suspicion of journalists, of foreigners, that journalists are working as spies. And I think there was even a sense that, you know, there was very much an awareness that we were there illegally. I mean, you know, we had not come in with visas. We had come in across a border that was basically abandoned. So, you know, there's plenty of anger to go around, and I think, you know, when they heard me speak Arabic, they thought that I was in particular a spy. They said, "You're the translator, you're the spy," and that was, at least for me, that was one of the more harrowing moments about it.
And you've been in a lot of dicey situations, from what I understand, and it sounds like, of all of them, you were probably most concerned about yourself during this episode.
You know, I think this was, I have to say, you know, the toughest moment that I had to get through, and it's toughest because we still don't know what happened to our driver, Muhammad, and we're all carrying around that burden that, you know, someone's life might have been lost on account of us and on account of the mistakes that we made. It's been a difficult burden.
When you sign up to be a reporter in a hot spot, you realize you're taking on some risk. Why do you feel it's an important job to do?
Well, you know, it's funny, and we often talk about this. You know, it's kind of a cliche, I think, that editors will say that no story is worth taking risks for, no story is worth dying for, and I'm not sure I actually believe that. But I do believe that some stories are not worth taking these kinds of risks, and I don't think this story was. And I say that with a certain degree of sadness, because someone's life might have been lost because we took those risks. I mean, you know, we are journalists, and it is our job to try to make sense of the world around us, but you know, I think I realized coming out of this week, you know, this ordeal, is that, you know, one person very much suffered, and that was our driver. And then I inflicted a lot of pain on my family and friends, you know, who had to kind of get through this as well while I was in captivity or whatever. So I have to say, I come out with a little bit of, you're glad that you're okay, you're glad that you're safe, but I do come out with a lot of, I'm a little bit haunted by everything that's happened.
Anthony Shadid, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.